There may be no snow on the ground, but the snowflake festival is going on as planned. Christmas waits for no one. The only snowflakes around just might be the ones hanging from the community hall, said Shelley Nicol, executive director of St. Albert and District Chamber of Commerce, in a moment of laughter. Nicol is deep in planning the traditional winter festival that is expected to attract between 10,000 and 15,000 people. The festive get-together kicks off Friday, December 1, when the chamber flips a switch to light up the majestic pine tree in front of St. Albert Community Hall on Perron Street. For me as executive director, it's interesting to visit the downtown and experience all the local boutiques and restaurants, said Nicol. And judging by the amount of people who come down, it's one of the happiest places on earth for 2.5 hours. Ushering in the festivities is the tree lighting ceremony at 6:30 p.m. in front of the community hall with Mayor Kathy Herron, MP Michael Cooper and MLAs Marie Renault and Dale Nally attending. Santa and Mrs. Claus are also part of the honorary delegation. In fact, Santa is calling out the countdown to flip the switch that signals the start of the holiday season. After the light-up ceremonies are concluded, Santa will step in the community hall to hear children's Christmas wishes. To avoid long lineups, a second Santa will be taking children's requests at St. Albert Place. The free festival combines a series of indoor and outdoor activities. New this year, Mercato is introducing roasted chestnuts on site at Perron Street. Also located outdoors are three food vendors, Canadian Maple Shack, Canadian Kettle Corn and Fat Frank's. The Polar Express train is back navigating a short loop around St. Thomas and Perron Streets. Also expect to see an outdoor caroling corner, two petting zoos, shinny hockey and a selfie station. The Youth Advisory Committee has volunteered to collect letters to Santa outside the post office. And for anyone feeling the chill, good-hearted elves will restore holiday warmth by serving cups of hot chocolate and cookies. Over at St. Albert Place, visitors can escape into the warmth making crafts, choosing glitter tattoos and scoring a memento from balloon artists. St. Albert United Church Handbell Choir also returns to ring in the festivities. Although the entire festival is free, Nicol added the Salvation Army will be present collecting donations. Bring cash and have fun, she said. Toy and food donations are also being accepted for the Fill a Bus campaign that supports families in need during the holiday season. St. Albert's Winter Festival is a long-standing tradition that goes back before 1992, the earliest written records Nicol has on hand. I'm expecting a very good crowd. Last year was similar to this year, and I think we'll be on par. Since downtown parking is limited, Nicol advises visitors to use the park and ride available at St. Albert Center Exchange and Naki Transit Center. Map information and a park and ride schedule are available at www.stalbertchamber.com.